Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra. This is Breakfast with Dan Borscher.
When you think of children's book, I wonder what comes to mind first, the words or those beautiful pictures? For so many children, books and drawing are just as important as the words on the page. Well, here in town, the University of Canberra has been celebrating the art of illustration with an exhibition, Imagine If. And there are only 3 days left to check it out. Professor Belle Anderson is the director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature, and she's here now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about this exhibition, about these stunning pictures.
Well, for one thing, they've never been seen before.
Oh.
Well, these are treasures that are hidden away for the most part. If you have an original artwork, you have to look after it. And that's one of the things that we do in the centre. But we wanted to share these with as many people as possible. And being Children's Book Week last week, half of the illustrations are from the Children's Book Week winners over the years since 1985. So it's quite extraordinary to be able to see those up close.
When you look through those and take in the colours, the stories, what's your reflection on those?
Well, I think even more important is what the children's reflections are. Many of the children, the 400 who came to see this exhibition, said things like, I remember that book, I love that story, that was my favourite dog. So there were these exclamations from children of what these illustrations had meant to them. And even from the adults who visited, they said, I remember that book, I loved that book. So there's something about childhood memories that really bring out the best in us.
Yeah. And I guess as you're standing back, what do you think when you're watching those observations and people, perhaps of all ages, reflecting on how they feel about a particular image?
It makes me realise even more the importance of Australia's heritage. Mm. These are items that we need to make sure that they survive for succeeding generations. The next generation is going to love them, and the next one after that. So that's one of the things that we're trying to do. But we want to share these artworks too with the general public.
Now, this is an age-old question. Might be a bit of a vexed one. Which is more important, the pictures or the words?
I recently heard Mem Fox, who is really one of the epitome authors in Australia for children's books, and she said they're equally important. Each one works for the other one, brings out things that the other one doesn't say. They're not meant to be different. They're meant to complement each other, to bring out something quite extraordinary or different that the words might not say. Sometimes they are even antithetical to each other. They say something different. And that, too, is something that people pore over.
Last week, you and I were discussing books and the challenges or benefits of writing children's books. Have you seen much of a change over the years, in the decades, around the illustrations, the way that children's books are written, created, and stories are told?
You're absolutely right. There's been an enormous change since about the mid-1970s when colour printing came in. The different varieties that authors and illustrators now use, for example, there's tissue paper collage, there's oil, there's everything you can possibly imagine. One of the illustrations uses Nepalese handmade paper. And then there's oil, and then there's watercolour and pencil. So there's a little bit of everything.
And is illustration as widely used, or is it as, are there as many people illustrating now as there have been in the past?
Even more.
More.
Even more.
Amazing.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
I think that we all have stories inside us we want to tell. Mm. And some people tell stories with words, and some people tell stories with illustrations. And when you have these two talents together, you get multiple layers of stories. And one of the things about Australian children's literature is that it is hugely variable. The authors and the illustrators are hugely professional. The publishers, the editors, the booksellers, the whole industry of Australian children's literature is world class.
Yeah. It's interesting the point you made a moment ago about you have parents that come through and say, oh, I remember that. There's something that is quite intrinsic about that. It's why it's so significant, isn't it? like that storytelling through the pictures.
I think it is. It's one of those things that immediately speaks to us. Mm. When the people walk into the room of these 40 illustrations that are on the wall, there's a sense of quietness and calmness. I think there's a contemplative nature about each one of us. And when there's something confronting you or in front of you that you're puzzled about, or you wonder what was the story behind it, there's a moment at which there's a connection between you and that illustration. That's a unique experience. You can't have it any other way.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Now, this exhibition is only open for a few more days.
That's right.
So
hurry,
hurry. What are the details? Where is it?
All right. It's at the University of Canberra. It's in the central building, Building 1, over the refectory. So if you find a place with lots of coffee, that's where it is. And you look up and you'll see it. And we're open from Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, love to see you.
This might not be a fair question, but is there a favourite that you have within the collection?
Well, I do have a propensity to absolutely adore anything that Bob Graham does.
And which books were those?
Well, he just won with the Picture Book of the Year with Home in the Rain. Right. And there's one there, Jethro Bird Fairy Child, which is very tiny. But when you look at it, you think, oh my goodness, look at that, a little tiny fairy child in that book. That one really does strike home for me.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Thank you so much for coming in and do go and check that out. If you have a chance, it's only open for a couple more days until Wednesday. Professor, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That was Professor Bel Alderman, the Director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature here on ABC Radio Canberra. And that exhibition open until Wednesday at the University of Canberra. Do check that one out.